into a sort of pre-application process so we can also start this this period, but we're going to wait until we get Fish and Game's deadlines for the different sections.
Does that then say that those who wish to apply for areas can just forget it for a couple of years?
No, Madam Chair. I think that it's true that it's going to take a couple of years for this process to occur. One of the things that will be discussed is, given the input that Fish and Game has received regarding where the most interest is being expressed in, and they can express that also. The bill specifically provides for the board taking input into which areas are of particular interest to the public, and so that the board could work on granting permits in those areas first, and then working to the less popular ones throughout the process.
Well, does the old system stay in effect until this new system starts, or are we just out of business?
No, Madam Chair, that the old system, i.e. the system with the U.S. Paycheck, is already out the window. What would continue is the present system, which is guides who are able to conduct hunts within the game management units for which they're certified, and that's what was used this past fall.
Then that was used this past fall would continue until this starts?
That's correct.
All right. Are there further questions, or may we get to a meeting? And I want to thank you, Senator Bates, you, Mr. Horn, and you. It looks like Fish and Game is really getting going on this already, and we certainly need that input and that process to be continuing. I hate to, Senator Gerald.
Thank you, Madam Chairman. Just a question to Senator Bates then on this. Did you consider an effective date on this?
I guess it wasn't part of our deliberation. Well, we'd like to be effective as soon as possible, but it wasn't the most important thing we had to deal with all these other issues. So we wanted it. What we are is kind of at the mercy of how fast Fish and Game can get these maps out and the Big Game Commercial Services Board can get all this thing going. The feds would have liked to have been in process for this year. That's impossible. So it's just as soon as it can legally be done, of course the legislature passes the legislation.
Okay. Thank you, Madam Chairman. I guess in something like this here, that is going to take some time, and I don't know the way the process works here. If this passes through the normal process, then it is signed, then it becomes effective 90 days from that point. But it seems to me like we would send a more clearer message if we had selected some time, and I would yield to you as to when you think that would be the most appropriate time.
Well, we can discuss this with the board. The members of the board that it's not in existence today, but we can at least poll, and we will look in committee as to whether or not we have an effective date or an immediate effective date of what that is. Are there further comments or questions? Then I'd like to thank you, Mr. Hudson, and very much I'd like to thank you, Mr. Co-Chairman, for taking part with us, and we hope we can meet together on this issue again and see if we can get this understanding and moving in sort of parallel direction both in the House and in the Senate. Members of the Senate, would you please take up again out of your folder SB 434, which is the task force. First, let me thank very much those people who are listening today. We welcome your comments. I guess the best place now would be either to the House or Senate Resources Committee, and both of those committees will be sharing whatever testimony we do get in. We'll be setting up another hearing, but we'd very much like to have your input at this stage. With that, we will break from our teleconference. Thank all those who participated. Going now to SB 434, it's been suggested by the sponsor of the legislation that we turn to page 2, line 8, under section E, and leave in the members of the task force serve without compensation, period, deleting, but are entitled to receive per diem and travel expenses and authorized by boards and commissions under AS, so and so and so and so. The chair would accept a motion to amend for the deletion of the latter part of Section E. Senator Eisen.
For For what reasons?
It was felt that, and in talking with, making this up, all those people who are on the board, according to them, have agreed that they can, that was why there was a zero fiscal note, they can supply their people to enter this without expense to the state. Senator Jarrow?
Madam Chairman, I'm looking at the composition of the board. I don't think that there would be a problem in that, so are you looking for a motion?
Yes, please.
I would so move.
Is there objection? Then the chair would accept a motion to move out SB 434 with, as amended. We can put it in a form of committee substitute sentence.
Sorry, I'm sorry I missed some of the earlier testimony. I was just wondering if you had considered anybody from the private sector on this thing. I haven't seen any.
No, we hadn't, and that again would get into compensation.
Well, I understand that.
I'm trying to figure out the technical question. I think Senator Jarrow kind of got to it. Members of the task force serve without compensation. Well, none of them serve without compensation. They're all public employees paid $70,000 or $80,000 a year, and the travel is going to come out of the state budget, whether it goes for this thing or it goes through the Department of Revenue or the Department of Natural Resources or the Department of Environmental Conservation. It doesn't matter what we say. What we mean is it's going to cost to do it anyway.
Evidently, they're eating it. Senator Frank.
How about if we just said that the members of the task force serve without additional compensation, or just take out the entire E?
Okay, then would you like to amend the motion?
Madam Chair, that we take out E in its entirety and re-letter the rest of the letters accordingly.
Then is there a motion to move the bill as amended?
Well, Madam Chairman, I don't know if you're going to allow any objection to that, but I think with that portion of Section E in there, of course, it doesn't make much difference to me. I think it does make it clear that the members of the task force serve without compensation. But without that being...
additional compensation.
But they don't. I mean, they serve. I mean, the members are the Commissioner of Revenue, the Commissioner of Natural Resources, the Commissioner in DEC, ADA, Office, you know, they're all...
They don't get any additional, though, for taking part. Right. Senator?
Well, is an officer member of the Board of Directors or employee of the last LAS of Pipeline Service Company a state employee?
No.
Well, how are we going to handle that?
Are the public
He goes for free. Pays his own way. Good question.
I'm sure my
I think what we're doing is trying to avoid a fiscal note, and my point was that no matter what we say, with this membership, there will be a fiscal note on this resolution, or on this legislation.
That's an opinion, Senator Halford, and there's no additional cost with this. The way it's
set up. If there were no meeting, then they wouldn't have to go.
Maybe they'll meet with telephone.
Madam Chair, I don't think it's proper public business to assume that a member of a private corporation is going to serve without compensation, whether it's an oil company or a fish company or a timber company. I think they should be compensated for coming to a meeting.
With per diem and
travel.
Then I will hold this legislation and let the sponsor of this legislation solve his own problems. This committee is
good try.